With the ringing of that bell, we welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We hope you'll get your Bibles and turn now to the book of Joshua. And we're going to continue our study of Joshua and the conquest of Canaan, a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of February 17th, 1924 by A.A. Elam. And I have these old Sunday school lessons bound up in a little Sunday school book that has been on my shelf for many years. And as I open this book and read to you this lessons, it is like bringing the voice of Elam back again, not in the sound of it, but in the substance of it, for what he taught in those days. And he was teaching Bible truth, not current events. And so those old Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote are good for us to study this day. Turn, if you will, to Joshua chapter 1, and we'll continue our studies there. But first, you might want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In just a moment, I'm going to reread portion of that which I was reading at the close of our last class, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14, and I'm going to read on down through 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and verse 1. I'll reintroduce that reading and do that, and then we will proceed with the lesson. So while you're turning to Joshua chapter 1 and 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, as you take your seats and pull out your school book, which in this class is the Bible, we will begin class session 488 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. We were reading about what a blessing it is that all in faith and service to God can so live as to hear Jesus say in the end, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We were reading this after noting how that Moses, in a special way, was a servant of Jehovah and a man of God, and how Jesus, in an even more special way, was the servant of Jehovah and the Savior of men. But now, we're seeing how all of us can be sons and daughters of God. What a glorious truth it is that all who will come out from the world and keep unspotted from it can become sons and daughters of the Lord Almighty, children of God, men and women of God. And that's where we begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, where the old apostle wrote in a letter to the church at Corinth, "Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God, even as God said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be to you a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Now, returning to our Sunday school lesson, we're coming to part two that is titled Joshua. It was after the children of Israel had wept for Moses for 30 days, Deuteronomy 34 and verse 8, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Joshua was of the tribe of Ephraim, one of the sons of Joseph, and his name at first was called Hosea, which means help or salvation. But Moses changed it to Joshua in Numbers chapter 13, verses 8 and verse 16. Joshua means a savior, but even more with the jo sound in front of the Hosea sound, it means God is salvation. In Numbers chapter 8 and verse 17, in the American Standard Version, he is called Jeshua. And the Greek form of this name is Jesus. When we read about Jesus in the New Testament, that name should remind us of the Joshua of the Old Testament. And as Joshua was the Savior of the people for Jehovah in the Old Testament, so in the much more mighty and more wonderful and spiritual way, Jesus is Jehovah our Savior in the New Testament. Joshua, the Old Testament Joshua, is first mentioned as a leader of the Israelites against the Amalekites at Rephidim. We read about that in Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel at Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand at the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the one on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Jehovah said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And he said, Jehovah hath sworn, Jehovah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Soon after the Israelites had left Egypt is when this battle took place. Joshua was also one of the 12 spies sent from Kadesh Barnea to view the land of Canaan, and one of the two who had the courage to say that they could take it. We read in Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 through 9, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of them that spied out the land, rent their clothes, and they spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceeding good land. If Jehovah will delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Jehovah, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is removed from over them, and Jehovah is with us. Fear them not. Joshua is called Moses' minister because he was Moses' attendant and served him in his work as lawgiver and leader. Thus he was better prepared for the great work that would come afterwards. He was 110 years old when he died, according to Judges 2 and verse 8, which reads, and Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Jehovah, died, being 110 years old. If the events narrated in the book of Joshua cover, as is thought, a period of 26 or 27 years. He was 83 or 84 years of age at the time of our lesson, and 40 years younger when he left Egypt, wherein he was born. He, it is said, that he wholly followed Jehovah. Numbers chapter 32 and verse 12. Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, they have wholly followed Jehovah. He was a very faithful and dutiful man, and as a leader and conqueror, a type of Jesus, who is called the captain or leader against the host of Satan, the captain of our salvation. His most distinguishing characteristic was courage, both physical and moral. Because of the choice others would make, it was he who said in Joshua 24 and verse 15, "As for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." Moral courage is necessary to make a true man or woman at any time. No one can be sincere, true, dutiful, and faithful who does not act upon the principle of right, regardless of the consequences, and therefore what others may think or do. When one will do right for right's sake, he can be trusted anywhere and at all times. Now our text says in Joshua chapter 1, I'll read verse 1 again and then verse 2. "Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel." Moses, my servant, is dead. Before the death of Moses, Joshua had been appointed as a leader, and in this position, we read in Numbers chapter 12, verses 15 through 23. "And Moses spake unto Jehovah, saying, Let Jehovah, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who may go out before them, and who may come in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the congregation of Jehovah be not as sheep, which have no shepherd. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put of thine honor upon him, and all the congregation of the children of Israel may obey. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before Jehovah. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as Jehovah commanded him. And he took Joshua, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge, as Jehovah spake by Moses." Again we read in Deuteronomy chapter 3, and in verse 28, "But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see." And in Deuteronomy chapter 31, in verse 7, "Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt go with this people into the land which Jehovah hath sworn their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And Jehovah, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed."